Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is pray and praise. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Acts chapter 16 and verse 25. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God and the other prisoners were listening to them. Welcome to the month of October. I pray that in this month, the Lord will restore every good thing that has been stolen from you by the enemy in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will rule and reign in every aspect of your lives in the name of Jesus. Today, our scripture is from the account of the arrest and imprisonment of Paul and Silas. Paul and Silas had stepped on toes by casting out a demon from a young girl. The problem was, this demon brought financial gain to the girl's masters. Her masters then cooked up a charge and got Paul and Silas thrown into jail. Bible says they were flogged mercilessly. Their hands and feet were fastened with heavy chains and they were thrown into an inner cell. So it wasn't just an ordinary cell. It was an inner dungeon. Their situation was unpleasant. They were in pains, uncomfortable, restricted and distressed. Yet at midnight, as though in response to something, they woke up to pray and sing hymns to God. They woke up to say, Lord, this certainly wasn't in the plan, but because I know who you are, I praise you irrespective of where I find myself. They praised in their pain. They praised through their tears. They praised through their discomfort. Believe me when I say, Paul and Silas were not expecting the miraculous deliverance that they received. That wasn't the reason why they were praising. They were praying and praising just because they knew who their God was. As we step into this new month, my question to you is, do you know who your God is? If you do, if you really do, rise above the physical chains. Rise above the pains from the battery of the enemy. Rise above the discomfort and the depression and praise. Rise, pray, and praise. Your deliverance may not be as dramatic as Paul and Silas, but I can assure you, as you take your eyes off those chains, those symptoms, those losses, those problems, and focus on the Almighty, He will show you the way to go, and you will walk out free. In this month, if you will do nothing else, pray and praise, and be assured of your deliverance. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we ask that in this month, you will be Lord indeed. Lord over our lives, over our families, over our finances, over our ministries, over everything. We decree that this month, the lines have fallen onto us in pleasant places. This month, the grace to dwell in your presence will wrap us up and we will grow in understanding. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God, in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.